Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There was some thought the state of New Jersey would announce today that it is ready to end its takeover at Atlantic City, but the state control will continue.
Associated Press reporter Wayne Parry is on our news line. Wayne, tell us about this new report out today on AC.
Well, Governor Phil Murphy campaigned on a promise of ending the state takeover of Atlantic City that was instituted under his Republican predecessor, Chris Christie, in 2016. But after 9 months of actually being in charge, I think he's realizing that there's a lot more that still needs to be done there. The report issued today makes several recommendations about things Atlantic City needs to do differently. A task force here, a working group there, some redirection of money. But what it specifically does not do is end the state takeover. This report actually calls for keeping it in place for 3 more years from now, which is the full 5 years that Christie called for, unless things turn around drastically and rapidly, which is probably unlikely to happen.
When you're based in AC, have things gotten better there?
Well, you could definitely say that Atlantic City is on an upswing if you look at its main employer, which is the casino industry. 5 of the city's 12 casinos went out of business since 2014, but we got 2 of those back this summer. The former Trump Taj Mahal is now reopened as the Hard Rock, and the former Revel is now open as the Ocean Resort Casino. Casino earnings are up, their monthly revenue is up, and they're also getting a nice little boost from sports betting. So in that regard, things are starting to look up. Some of the jobs are starting to come back, but there's still an awful lot of people living in poverty in Atlantic City. The report notes that there's 10,000 children in Atlantic City, more than a third of which live in poverty.
All right, Wayne, thanks for the update. That's Associated Press reporter Wayne Parry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.